Dear visitors, welcome to the first sightseeing tour of Karlstein Castle. We kindly request that you refrain from taking any photographs or making video recordings during the tour. Please do not touch any of the exhibits. First, a short introduction to the history of the castle. The first mention of Karlstein Castle dates back to the year 1348. The founder was one of the most eminent Bohemian kings, Charles IV, who was later to become the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. Charles lived from 1316 to 1378. You can see his bust between the French doors. Charles IV belonged to the House of Luxembourg. On his mother's side of the family, Charles was a descendant of the Przemyslid family, the oldest dynasty of Bohemian princes and kings. Later sources mistakenly state that Prague Archbishop Arnošt of Pardubice was the first to symbolically strike the cornerstone of the castle on the 10th of June, 1348. The archbishop's bust can be seen above the display case. This information was subsequently accepted in literature and interpreted as the extraordinary ceremonial founding of the castle, despite the fact that no direct evidence of its occurrence actually exists. Charles IV initially had Karlstein Castle built as his ceremonial residence. However, after Charles received the imperial crown treasure in 1350, during the course of construction, the concept of the castle and plans for its future use were altered. The decision was reached to store the imperial crown jewels at Karlstein Castle. The actual construction of the castle lasted 17 years. The model on display shows the oldest construction phase of the castle. The agricultural and administrative sections in the lower part of the castle grounds were built first. The well tower stood at the lowest point. The castle well, nearly 80 meters deep, was fed by a stream beneath the castle. The well was actually a basin or cistern. Nevertheless, the well continues to hold approximately 10 meters of water to this day. Situated one level higher was the Burgrave's building, the home of the Burgrave, the caretaker of Karlstein Castle. The inner castle was divided by castle walls. Located inside was the Imperial Palace, where Charles lived as early as 1355. He wanted to supervise the ongoing construction work and the interior decoration of the castle. The first floor of the castle, where we currently are, served as an assembly room for courtiers. The second floor was used by the emperor and the third by the empress and her attendants. Situated above the Imperial Palace was the smaller Marian Tower with the Church of the Assumption of the Virgin Mary and the emperor's private place of prayer, the Chapel of St. Catherine. The castle was completed with the construction of its most important part, the Great Tower, on the highest point of the castle summit. The second floor of the tower holds the remarkable Chapel of the Holy Cross, where the imperial crown jewels were kept. Charles stayed at the castle relatively frequently, as did his son and successor, Wenceslaus IV. With the arrival of unrest in Prague, a precursor of the long Hussite Wars that plagued Bohemia in the first half of the 15th century, the Bohemian crown jewels and valuable objects from numerous Bohemian monasteries were also brought to Karlstein. Therefore, for a short time, the Bohemian and imperial crown jewels could be seen side by side in the Chapel of the Holy Cross.